Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right, as nice as this sounds, when we get to the end of 2022, AEW will be 4 years old if we all buy into the fact that it was born on the 1st of January 2019. This basically means we're getting to the stage where you can't call it a new promotion anymore. And when you start doing that, the inner workings of such a thing start to change. This is all perfectly normal and good because you want to be progressing and you want to be evolving and you want to be moving forward. It means you're making a success of yourself, but it also means when it comes to a direction, you may be about to go down a new path. Why? Here's why. So here's the rumor we shall use to start building this chat. And as always, remember, it's a rumor. Nobody actually knows what is going on behind closed doors unless you were in the room. And even when this information does come out, don't forget it's probably coming from a third party. So you can whisper to someone, hey, my cat's wearing a hat, and by the time it gets to us, it's like there's a dog and he won the Super Bowl. And that only happens in Disney films. But yes, you may have seen that MJF and the boss of AEW, Tony Khan, have come to a little bit of an impasse. Because on the one hand, over here, Maxwell is saying, hey, I think I'm worth more to this promotion now. Can I have more money? Whereas Tony is like, well, that sounds faboo. Why don't we do that and also extend the deal? That makes sense. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. I don't know, sometimes you don't have an itch, but you just gotta get to scratching. Just pretend you like it and go, oh, that's so nice. Now the twist comes in the fact that apparently MJF doesn't want to increase his dates anymore, because obviously when we get to 2024, he wants to do the Great Bidding War. Now as we have got here, I want to make it very clear, given the character of Maxwell Jacob Friedman, this very well could be a work. Because we all know how good MJF is, and Tony Khan is a smart tamale. I can see them sitting down and going, we'll get everybody talking. And look, we are literally talking about it right now. However, if there is some more fuel to the fire, well, this is the change of direction I'm talking about. I mean, it was always going to happen as a company did grow, and in fact, you should actively look for these changes. But when All Elite Wrestling did come into this world, it was very much a whole, well, I'll help you if you help me, and then we can help them, and then we'll have a help circle, and everything will be great. I mean, they started at zero and wanted to get to 10, and in order to do that, they had to have one singular vision. And while those crazies would have you think otherwise, it is not the case. AEW has smashed it. They are a success. The next step was always going to be expansion. When we saw the likes of Christian Cage, CM Punk, Adam Cole, Bryan Danielson coming in, and given their star status, they wanted a certain piece of this pie. And the only way to do that was to push other people to the outside. That's what Elton John was singing about. It's a circle of life. I mean, Joey Janela was so involved in the company a few years ago, as was Marco Stunt when he used to come out with the Jurassic Express. But now in 2022, they ain't even with the thing anymore. And I bet if I had told you that in 2020, you would have looked at me like, man, you're such a bored a-hole. But you can't please everyone forever, and you're not always going to see eye to eye. And while we may never find out the ifs and buts, this seems to be exactly what happened with Cody Rhodes, who decided, you know what? I'm going to go back to WWE. And now we've all kind of got used to this, because that's how the wrestling world works. There's so much news being thrown at our face, we just zoom through it. But this is still absolutely bonkers, and it's absolutely nuts. One of the pillars of AEW, who helped build the thing, is now no longer there, because they went back to World Wrestling Entertainment. I mean, do not forget, it was such a crazy story at the time, it outclicked the return of Stone Cold Steve Austin. I've been doing this for months.
I still can't get my head around it.
So this will ultimately also work both ways, and is likely one of the reasons that when Cesaro's WWE deal came up, he said, hey, here's what I would like as a figure, and when WWE said no, he went, all right, see you, pal, and went off to do something else. Because, yeah, look at it like this. 2 years ago, is MJF going to burst into Tony Khan's office and say, excuse me, I'd like more money? No, but now, given how big AEW has become, and because MJF has been an integral part of that, he starts to speak out. So the goalposts start to move, but so have Tony Khan's. Because does TK, as people call him, want to lose an MJF? Of course he doesn't. He would be a success in any promotion he went to, but could he also move his chess pieces in order to facilitate the fact that if he does go away, his product would still keep ticking over? You bet your ass. I mean, that has been his MMO for a while. Kenny Omega was one of the greatest wrestlers on the planet in 2021, and he's been gone for like 6 months now as he rehabs a bunch of injuries, and while we all miss him, the machine has continued to turn for it. You then also have to throw into the mixer that any wrestler with any momentum can probably get what they do want, because now they're these two entities that will potentially fight over them. I know we've said this before, but I'm saying it again. This is why WWE versus AEW is so important, because it takes the He-Man power and it puts it back in a wrestler's pocket. So let's just make up some figures. Just make them up because it's fun to be a massive nerd. MJF wants $2 million a year and he's currently on $800,000, and that is quite the race. He takes it to Tony Khan. Tony Khan says, okay, but I want to move your end date from 2024 to 2026. And WWE then gets word about this and they say, well, MJF, we'll give you $3.5 million when your contract is up in 2024, and we'll only sign you for 3 years. He may start to think. And if you really want to go full crazy, maybe he asks All Elite Wrestling for his release, and maybe he gets it. And you can't sit there and say this would never happen, because remember, never say never, and go back to everything with Cody Rhodes. Let's jump back to May 2021. Say I was making a video and I just threw in that, oh man, Cody Rhodes will be going back to WWE next year. You would have come down the camera lens and you would have started punching me in the face because you would have been so mad. But now 12 months on, after my bruises had faded, I'd be like, ha, I was right. Now none of that happened, but we just don't know. There's no right or wrong here either. Both parties are just trying to do what's best for themselves. When AEW started, it was like, man, we've got to get this party rolling. But now they're rocking, so it actually comes down to individuals and specific careers. And do you want to know who the real winners to all of this are? It's us, the fans. We get so much news. We get people jumping ship. And don't pretend the debut isn't the best thing in all of professional wrestling, because it is. That and turn the lights off. So I suppose it's like a brand new garage band finally getting to play the big stadiums. And you can't operate how you did do. Otherwise, you're going to hit a brick wall. So if this is what we're calling All Elite Wrestling right now, then hell yeah, onwards and upwards. But as we all know, because we've all been employees and we've all worked in an office, no matter what your job may be, when you see profits going up and you see the wider world going, well, wow, what's this little thing that I'm so excited about? If you believe you are worth more than you're currently getting, what do? You go to a door, you go knock, 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 and you say, hey there, chief, we gotta have a little bit of a chat. Because do not forget, as we often do, wrestlers just human beings too. So you want to break it right down. Essentially, AEW is out of the startup phase now, and it just is. It's a promotion. It's a company. There are some people out there who only watch All Elite Wrestling, and I think that is flubbing Fabu. And I tell you, when we get to like 2030, it's going to be like wrestling tennis. So many people are going to jump from AEW to WWE. So many people are going to jump from WWE to AEW. Money is just going to be flying up the whim-wham. And I'll still be watching it. Even when I'm 82 years old, I'll be going, oh my God, maybe Roman Reigns is going to turn up with Dynamite. And I'll be like, man, what the hell is going on? And what have I done with my life? But as long as I'm happy, I will have won.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.